Rachel followed her mother's procedure for rolling out the pie crust. First, she pounded the ball of dough with the rolling pin. Then she began rolling it out, turning it every so often to form a nice circle. Abra tossed sliced apples with flour, sugar, and spices. She wondered out loud, "We live 100 miles from the Pacific Ocean. How can there be an oil spill around here?" She squinted at the apple mixture. "I think we're ready for the secret ingredient." "All right, girls, stand back," Tom ordered as he sprinkled a little bit of chili powder into the mixture. Vicky gently laid the top crust on the pie and began to crimp the edges. Somebody could be dumping car oil, or an oil pipeline could be leaking. Rachel clapped her hands in excitement, and flour flew into the air. She told her parents that she had the solution. All they had to do was follow the pipeline and they'd find the leak. But no one knew where the pipeline started. Then suddenly, Abra suggested that they call her mother, since she was the local sheriff and might know that information. An hour later, Rachel and Abra saddled Lucky and rode over to the Atherton farm. Claude wasn't home, so Rachel used Abra's cell phone to call Claude's cell phone. She got his voicemail and left a message. "Claude, this is Rachel Huang. Come home. Sheriff Claxton's helping us figure out where the oil could be." Abra leaned close to the phone and said loudly that they also had apple pie for him, and if he didn't return home soon, the pie would be history. Hearing a rustling noise, both girls looked up to see a dark shape running swiftly through Claude's pepper fields. Rachel quickly realized what the shape was. Scratch. And this time, oil completely covered him. Scratch darted under the front porch.